When I started this podcast last year, I wanted to talk about mental health, wellness, and humor. These are things that just felt essential as we learned to cope with a pandemic, but also for life in general. 11 episodes later, the world is opening up, and I've talked with experts and friends who delivered exactly what I needed to hear and what a lot of you told me you needed to hear too. Heading into summer, I wanted to share some of the highlights. Looking back, our guest talked about four main themes. First, letting go of stuff and things that no longer serve us, including bad habits. The second was dealing with our trauma using not just our heads, but our whole body through things like breath work, stimulating our vagus nerve, and even singing. The third was learning to focus better and to hack our own performance to achieve our own versions of impossible. And lastly, making room for laughter. I'm Shelby Stanger, and this is the recap for season two of Vitamin Joy. When it comes to letting go of things that no longer serve us, minimalist expert and author Courtney Carver really laid out why letting go of things is so important.
People really struggle with this, and I did too. Like, I can't get rid of that. I paid so much for that. Or it's really nice. And my first response is, so what? And my second one is, you already paid for it. Like, you've paid for it with your money. You've paid for it with your time, with your space, with your attention, with your emotions now, because you're all broken up about getting rid of this expensive thing and you're feeling guilty and bad. You've already paid for it. You don't have to pay anymore. And if you continue to hold on, you just continue to pay.
Courtney said her biggest return on investment in terms of her productivity and mental health came from letting go of not just things, but also habits, including drinking alcohol.
It just made such a difference in terms of knowing myself better, being more myself all the time. I mean, obviously alcohol changes your brain chemistry and your body chemistry, and I wasn't myself. And for someone who talks a lot about wanting to live an intentional life and wanting to be true to myself, that was in direct conflict with drinking.
This is a theme that came up across a few conversations this season. Action sports superhero and host Chris Cote also graciously shared his journey to going alcohol free. Chris said he took it one day at a time, and it wasn't easy at first, but a day turned into a week turned into a month into a year. Over 5 years later, Chris is still alcohol free, and he just announced he'll be hosting Surfing in Japan in a few weeks. Yes, that big event in Japan. I got a lot of feedback from these two episodes with Chris and Courtney, and a ton of emails from listeners who said they were experimenting with minimalism and with letting go of alcohol. Personally, I've been shedding all sorts of things in my life too. Less clothes, less alcohol, less stuff, a lot less email, less screen time, less BS overall. I feel clearer than I have ever before. Another thing we talked about letting go are devices. We spent a lot of time glued to screens in the last year, and I don't know about you, but I want way less screen time, way more in-person hugs. Chris Collin, who wrote the hilarious kids book for adults called Off, The Day the Internet Died, encouraged us to get creative and go offline as much as possible. Aside from letting go of things and habits that don't serve us, we talked about adding in things like self-love and boundaries, and also dealing with trauma, whatever kind of trauma, even trauma from the pandemic, but doing so with our whole bodies. Holistic psychologist Nicole LaPera wrote a book called How to Do the Work, and author Kimberly Johnson wrote Call of the Wild, How We Heal Trauma, Awaken Our Power, and Use It for Good. I read both of these books, and I interviewed both of these ladies, and they both had great advice about doing things that are simple right now using our whole bodies. So Kimberly taught me the fight breath, and it's something you can use when things feel difficult, when you're annoyed at someone, but we can try it now. So what you do is you take a deep breath in through your nose. Now open your mouth, clenching your fist, stand in a warrior fight stance, and breathe out and make some noise. I love it. It makes me laugh. It makes me feel good. So try the fight breath whenever you need to. Nicole and Kimberly also talked about doing things to get ourselves into the present moment, whether it's using our five senses and being aware of all of them, or breathing, or just focusing on what's going on that's actually working in front of us. So paying attention to the good stuff. Nicole shared a few things to stimulate our vagus nerve, which can immediately make us feel better and reset our bodies after difficult experiences.
I think these things are so important, whether it's activating our vagus nerve through singing or allowing us to just be free and spontaneous in a given moment, accessing that inner child space by dancing, that I think for a lot of us have a lot of cultural messages or a lot of shame sometimes around doing singing in the shower, right? Dancing around, any way we can activate that vagus nerve, gargling, anything we're doing in our mouth, gargling, singing, we're activating the tip of our vagus nerve. And that actually can, like I said, help us to regulate our nervous system.
I've literally been singing and dancing by myself so much more this year. And I'm sure my neighbors are laughing about it, but it's been epic. At the beginning of 2021, I personally had big plans. I wanted to sell a podcast, a book, and a TV show. I ended up getting some serious rejection letters, but I got a few solid yeses. Early in the year, though, I was pitching so many things and the country was still so tumultuous, it was really hard to focus. This became a big theme this year. Focusing. At the beginning of the season, I spoke with procrastination coach Christine Lee. I was trying to do this writing project I was pitching, and I told her it was really hard. Christine showed me my own self-talk was the biggest thing holding me back.
Well, you're giving me the cues right now by just saying the word hard so many times, right? Because when we tell ourselves that things are hard, our body listens, our mind listens, and our bodies and minds are geniuses, and they keep us away from hard things. It's as simple as that, and I've seen that over and over and over again, and the language is so important. We discount that, I think. I think we toss around these words, oh, this is impossible, this is difficult, this is stressing me out, and your body is reacting exactly the way you're telling it to. It's protecting you from getting closer to something that might hurt you, that might make you stressed out. So we really want to be mindful about the language we're using.
Our minds are powerful and our brains are listening to what we tell them. It's something Meredith Arthur taught us on season one of Vitamin Joy. And Christine really made it click for me this past season. We have to be mindful and specific with our thoughts, including when it comes to our work. Another guest who helped me build more joy this season was performance expert Stephen Kotler. Stephen had just written the book, The Art of Impossible, and he spoke with me about finding more flow and also chunking out blocks in increments of 90 minutes to work better.
Flow massively amplifies motivation, grit, accelerates learning, amplifies empathy, environmental awareness, collaboration, cooperation, productivity, and motivation. Sometimes 500% above baseline. 500% more productive means you can go to work on Monday, spend Monday in a flow state. You take Tuesday through Friday off, and you get as much done as everybody else. So by blocking 90 minutes for uninterrupted concentration, if you can drop into flow, you're going to get so much work done in that period, you're going to end up getting time back.
I now try everything I can to block out 90-minute chunks when I have to do something hard, whether it's something like taxes that's tedious, or a script I'm working, or another writing project, because I love the idea of getting a 5x return on my own time. That way I can spend the rest of it surfing with my family and just doing things that bring me joy. This summer, I hope to spend a lot more time offline, away from my screen, and outside. Being outside especially not only feels amazing, but lately, whenever I get outdoors, I hear Adam Skolnick's wisdom.
For me, I feel my most joyful when I feel small and the world feels big. So to me, that means getting out into nature and focusing on the beauty in your life.
If you can this summer, Go somewhere where you feel small and the world feels big. Lastly, the thing I want to leave you with, what for me is the secret sauce in all of this, humor. Take some time to laugh. Laughter is contagious. It'll physically make you feel better about your life. And if you can, learn to find laughter in the everyday truthfulness, even the hard parts of life. John Moe, who hosts the hilarious and insightful podcast, Depression Mode, shared the truth can be very funny if we look at it the right way.
You know, comedians are great at that truth. They're great at sharing the truth that hasn't been spoken of before. You know, and some of it is banal. You know, it's the Seinfeld, like, what's the deal with airplane food? You know, it could be that, or it could be feeling suicidal in the frozen food aisle. And good lyricists in music do this too. They can phrase something in a particular way that cuts through the noise and fog and static of society and regular discourse, and it just hits you in the heart. You know, it just really connects. And then at that point, it's a sense of relief because the listener, the audience, is saying, oh, I'm not alone.
This summer, I'm going to focus on a project I pitched that I'm really excited about. I'm going to set some tech and social boundaries, including taking some time off from podcasting and from social media. And every time I feel stuck, which I know I will, I'm going to use the tools I learned this past year. I'm going to go offline. I'm going to get into nature. I'm going to breathe. I'll do the fight breath. Maybe I'll gargle, dance, sing, or just start laughing at myself. Laughing is actually one of the fastest ways to feel less alone, more human, and get back to doing what we need to do. I plan to be back this winter with another season because doing this podcast and connecting with each of you personally gives me a ton of vitamin joy. Special thanks to our premier sponsor this season, FX Chocolate. The company where my friend Jess Weinstein works makes handcrafted squares of dark chocolate with nutraceutical ingredients like ashwagandha and reishi mushrooms, and even one with vitamin D that's coming out any day. They're all vegan, they're all keto-friendly, they're all sugar-free. You can go to fxchocolate.com, enter the code VITAMINJOY, one word, for 20% off your first order. These guys have been supporting Vitamin Joy since day one. Support them. fxchocolate.com, enter Vitamin Joy, one word, as the code at checkout. To you listeners listening, thank you. Some of you wrote me incredible notes and letters. Some of you wrote me reviews. I read all of them, and I'm grateful to you. And I'm really grateful that I get to do this kind of work. This one is from Smashy Fishy Fishy, which I love that name. The name of this podcast is spot on, easy to listen to, makes you feel better no matter where you're at, and informative to re-listen to back episodes, which is key because your overall mood is going to be stoked on the dosage. Thanks, Smashy. I appreciate that one. To my incredible, amazing audio producer, Jennifer McCord, this woman is a wonder. If you need an editor for your own podcast, let me know and I'm happy to connect you. Thank you also to my amazing other sponsors this year. We had Lazy Acres Grocery Store, which is about the best grocery store ever in Southern California. So if you're in the area, get inside one, go shopping. Thank you also to Viore Clothing, who makes amazing athleisure apparel, and to Organifi, who makes incredible green juice powders and more. Also to our assistant, Jessica Murphy, and our audiogram editor, Ariana Starkman, who's off to Europe this summer. I appreciate you. To all of you who listened, who wrote, who made me laugh, or wrote a review, thank you so much. I read them all. I'll be back this winter, so hit subscribe. Subscribe right now so you don't miss an episode, and get ready. There's a lot of hope, light, and more vitamin joy to come this summer. I hope you all have a wonderful summer. Don't forget to dose yourself and others with a little or a lot of vitamin joy.